Can you turn my headphones up a little?
Right.
Here's Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
I found a novel way to start this week's podcast.
Have you? Everywhere.
Oh no!
Did that go on the buttons?
It's gone literally all over.
Brilliant.
The studio. I look like I f***ed myself.
Fantastic.
You got toilet tissue.
Here you go. Have some loo roll.
Right, I won't be doing that again.
Should I gargle a tune while you're doing that? I'll use some of my water. Hang on. What should I gargle?
Well, if you want to gargle, feel free. But
I'll gargle a tune that apparently Matt's just told me has been brought out again, and I'm really disappointed about it.
Okay, gargle it, but don't do it too obviously because of rights. We're not allowed to actually have the song on the podcast.
Oh, no.
So do it in your own variety. Oh, I think I know what that is. Swallow. Is that Express 2's Lazy?
Yeah,
it sounded just like
my fabulous rendition of it anyway.
Right, I've cleared up. Now I'm all wet. I feel like...
Oh, you've weed your pants.
I literally have. Oh. It's the Matt and Caroline Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode number...
I don't know. Is it 13? 14? Not sure.
Wasn't the last one 13?
14 then.
Yes, because the last one we were saying it's unlucky for some.
Yes, hilariously. Yeah. 14
it's
then.
Episode 14. We're 14 already. Can you believe what a crazy world this is?
I know. I've got spots everywhere. There's hair appearing in weird places. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, and suddenly I'm talking like this.
Like mid sentence. He does.
All right, how you doing?
He starts off a bit like this. In the middle of it.
Hello, I've just heard 14.
I did that as well.
This is Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode 14. Welcome. Hope you are well. Thank you for downloading and what have you. It's been a busy week on the show, but what the blimmin' heck is coming up on today's podcast?
Today we have Slug Talk, our new mollusk-based feature, Mad Cows, my bovine experiences, tattoos and other things we're not brave enough to do, plus in this credit crunchy time, health and finance advice, the Matt and Caroline way. Charming.
That's what happens when you drive for.
Let's just play the next bit. Do you want some water tissue?
No, I'm alright.
Sure.
Little tip for you.
Never... Rhinos or anything? Oh dear.
Right, never try and force out too many burps at once.
Identify yourself.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
I tell you what, it's going to be pretty miserable the next couple of days. Got some heavy rain coming in. Look, wash away those cobwebs, though. It will. Although, that's crap, because whenever it rains, the cobwebs don't get washed away. They just glisten.
They do. Prettily.
They do. They're pretty, but then you walk through the garden, and you walk through them all.
That's never pleasant if you walk through a cobweb. No.
I'm doing it all the time. I just go out, I'll go out into the garden, I'll just walk along
and
the...
And
I don't understand, because what the hell? It's over the middle of a pathway.
It's not as bad, though, as treading on a slug when you're wearing just a sock.
Ooh.
I think the sock is worse than the barefoot, because some of the ooze kind of leaches into the sock, and it's just...
When you've got a bare foot, you just wash it straight away and you're fine. But if you're wearing a sock,
exactly.
You know, the sock you'll put in the wash, but it never really
feels clean ever again.
Never fully clean. And then you'll find later in the day, is my foot clean? Has it still got sluggy bits on?
That's so you can convince yourself there's still ooze on your foot.
Nasty. So hello to you if you've stepped on. How can we go from a first text today to slug talk?
Oh, never underestimate the randomness of our diseased minds.
This is true.
Ever.
Kiss 101.
I forgot to tell you that I was really scared on Sunday. I got chased by some cows.
You don't get chased by cows.
No, I really did. My boyfriend, I have to say, was very, very brave and fended them off. I think they were just a bit curious, but we were trying to cross their field. We're allowed to be there as a footpath, but there were lots of, I don't know, I think there were a lot of bullocks in there or whatever, and they just decided they wanted to come and see, but they got a bit silly and a bit skitty, and they started stampeding towards us.
No.
Yeah, and we were getting closer to it. We needed to get over the stile, but the cows were closing in, so that they kind of were about to block us off. So my boyfriend had to sort of try and fend them off with his rucksack so that I could run around him and get over the stile. And one of them started bucking, going a bit mental, and then finally, thank God, we got over the stile, and they all came up and we're like going at us, and all they wanted to do was like just check us out and like lick our hands and stuff. They wanted to be friendly, but they were just all getting a bit silly and a bit, you know, in herds, like get one idea in their head and the whole of them start doing it.
No, so. Frankly, I don't. I thought,
have you never been chased by cows?
No, because cows are timid. You walk up to a cow, it runs away.
I had an issue just the other week when I was running. They all started coming towards me as well.
Just normal cows?
Yeah, I promise you. Not even a bull.
I always thought cows were these little animals that just sort of were stood there in a field all big, and then as soon as you walked anywhere near them, they ran away.
Usually they do, but sometimes if they're either curious or they've got calves with them, they can get a little bit freaked out. And there have been actual documented stories of people actually dying. So
really?
Yeah, I was a little bit scared.
From cow stampede?
Yeah, just because they... Well, if they just all get a bit nuts, like if one starts, the rest follow, it's the herd instinct. And, you know, they could squash you or drop you in a ditch or something, because there was this big ditch on the right-hand side and I was really scared that we were going to end up falling in a ditch and they'd sort of land on us. So.
Okay, I'm just getting images from cartoon.
I know. It was ridiculous.
All I can think of is Caroline moving her legs but not moving anywhere. You know?
Yeah.
And then her boyfriend standing there with a rucksack. Yeah. Spinning round and round and round.
We were trying to do the sensible thing because, you know, you're supposed to make yourself big and like scare them and like put your hands in the air so that they try and stop, you know, but this one was not stopping and just being really stupid and the rest were like going, oh, brilliant, you're being mental, we'll follow you. So it was like,
The most peculiar story I've ever heard in my life.
Keith Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
This is Matt and Caroline's Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode 14. Hello, hello, hello. I've got a copy here in the studio of the new Sugar Babes album.
Ooh.
Cat Fights and Spotlights.
Mine? Yes, it is mine?
No, it's mine.
Oh.
I stole it from our music manager's desk, and it is now mine.
But you're going to give it to me, yes?
No. You can listen to it next time you're in my car.
Okay.
But this is something that intrigues me, right? On the back of the little inlay, you get their thanks from each of them. So Keisha, Heidi and Amel are saying thanks, right?
Okay.
Keisha starts off by saying, my sixth album, wow. And Heidi starts off by saying, wow, my sixth album. But Heidi joined after Keisha.
Yeah.
So it's surely Heidi's fifth album. So is she just being a dick or...
Maybe she can't count. She is Liverpudlian.
In fairness, maybe Heidi is including their greatest hits and Keisha isn't.
I think so.
But it's a bit stupid, isn't it? Both going, my sixth album.
Are they not employed for their intelligence?
Do you want to hear some other thanks?
Yeah.
This is from Keisha. She thanks someone called Ron Tom.
Ron Tom?
He's the founder of the Sugar Babes.
It sounds like a Chinese delicacy.
I'll have a Ron Tom and a sushi. Sushi's not Chinese, is it?
That's Japanese.
Yeah, I was close. Oh, no, I wasn't. Oh, I'm going to sound racist now. Apologies. It wasn't racist. It was me saying the kind of food that... Oh, I'm getting...
So we've managed to insult Liverpool, China and Japan. That's not bad going for like several minutes, is it really?
Doing all right, actually, so far on the old podcast. Who can we go for next? Hey, Kerry Katona.
Midgets.
let's leave both alone and move straight on.
Which group are more libelous?
I don't know. We've had a text from Caroline, not you. All right, have you texted us?
Hello. I don't think so.
A bit waste of time.
Yeah.
Caroline had a couple...
I can speak to you here, so
yes,
it's
you can.
Weird.
We were talking about piercings earlier. She had... Caroline had a couple of earrings, two lots, but after the second time she had to take them out because they started hurting. So this is the thing. I think people have different pain thresholds and some people couldn't... Because you see people with their ears thoroughly pierced from bottom to top. You know, they've got like 10 earrings in each one. It's like, how do you do that?
You can go too far.
You can. I mean, but how painful is that?
You can also, if you wear earrings that are too heavy, you can actually pull like... gashes in your ear and ended up like with a split earlobe.
Frightens. It frightens me, Caroline. That's why I have none. Hi to Rachel, who says it just gets addictive. She's got a tongue pierced and she's got three tattoos, all of wolves. Doesn't that kill? Having the tattoos done,
that's
your tongue.
Very brave.
I don't understand the tongue piercing thing because I just think,
I can face it. I think some people are just either braver than me or have a higher pain threshold or something. I don't know, but
Amy on news, have you got any piercings?
Yeah, my belly button's pierced.
Your belly button's done.
How did you find it?
I can't really remember. I think I was about 15.
Gee,
it wasn't that painful.
You're only 16 now.
Well, that's true. In fact, I was only 14 in September.
I like belly button piercings. I think they're all right. And I think also, if you're going to have anything done, I mean, I'm not going to get mine done because I'm a bloke and that's weird, but I think your belly button's probably the best place.
Oh, it can look fabulous. Don't get me wrong. You know,
I think that's the least painful place to have it done.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I suppose so. You've got more...
more tissue.
I went with my friend when she had her tongue pierced and that just looked painful.
Ooh, I just can't. It hurts. Me just to even think about it. That and the lip, having that done. And also the bit on your chin, just underneath your
Oh, ow.
Oh, yeah. Ow. It was really funny. Her tongue was just shaking.
That's nice.
It was gross.
Oh,
I'm feeling a little bit wobbly now.
Gareth the trucker, talking about tattoos, he says, they don't hurt. It's just like having bad sunburn. Bad sunburn, don't know if you know this, Gareth, hurts, right? Good sunburn hurts. You get bad sunburn, you often get bedridden with the
that's
pain.
That's really bad.
So that's not really a good analogy to make. No. Oh, yeah, don't worry. If you want a tattoo, it's just like
having... Third-degree burns.
Yeah, yeah, third-degree burns is fine.
Kiss 101.
Hello to Simon in Froome, who has been getting tattoos. We were talking earlier about tattoos and piercings, and Caroline and I are basically wusses.
Yeah, I've managed my ears and that's it.
I couldn't even do that. And I'm not going to because I'm a bloke and I think that's a bit weird, but I can't go with any kind of... I nearly had my eyebrow done once, but I bottled it because not only would I look like a fool, but also I can't go with the pain. And
that's quite painful on your eyebrows, yeah. Even plucking hurts an enormous amount.
And tattoos, you know, I've always been a bit kind of... No, I'm not a massive fan of tattoos, to be honest with you.
You've got to be pretty tanned and buff to pull off a tattoo.
Also, you've got to think about it. When you're 60 or 70, will that tattoo...
Exactly. Do you know what I think the worst place is for that is the arse? Because an 80-year-old arse with a tattoo on it, that's not a good...
Well, imagine those people who get their entire faces done in tattoos.
Oh, yeah. What? Their whole face?
Anyway, Simon's been getting tattoos since he was 14.
That's not even legal, is it?
No, don't believe it is. He says he's 44 now, so 30 years of tattoos. He says, believe me, they do hurt. Hey, I'm not debating that. I know.
You must look like a child's colouring book right now.
Crazy. Are they all tattooed? Because there's two types of tattoos. There's the regular one, which is just black-coloured tattoos.
Yeah.
But then you get those multicoloured tattoos. They frighten the hell out of me. You know, the really bright coloured ones.
Actually, yeah, my boyfriend's is red and yellow because he's got a sun on his chest. It's quite nice, actually, though.
The ones that you see that are just really colourful.
Real
just,
proper painting. I mean, they are incredible. They are absolutely amazing drawing.
Artistry, but, good. Yeah. But I just couldn't. Hi to Rachel. She had her tongue pierced, not once, but twice.
Ow.
Apparently, after the first time, it grew over and she missed it. She says it wasn't that bad. She couldn't feel it. So it's quite interesting as well.
I guess you have anaesthetic. Must do.
Well, I suppose, yeah. Because otherwise, you'd
be like putting a nail through your tongue otherwise.
Someone here says, I've got my tongue, my nipple, and... down there done.
Oh, I can the nipple. Ow, 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 ow.
Well, she says, ow. My ears stung more than all of those other places. The ears hurt more, apparently.
I don't really remember the ear thing because I was quite young. So.
Christina in Wilts, she had her nipples done and her nose and her eyebrow. She's got 7 tattoos, 5 of them down my spine.
Oh.
Oh, that's got...
I can't even bear it if a cat treads on my boob by accident. Never mind a needle through it. Ow.
There's a lot of people giving us pain this morning just by text. That's crazy, isn't it? Just reading
We're
stuff.
We're kind of living through you vicariously today. Kind of going...
Imagine if our bosses came around and said, oh, you're doing a competition next week to give away free tattoos, but you've got to have one.
Yeah. I think I might have to resign.
It would be the end of Matt and Caroline as we know
That's actually a good point, isn't it? Thinking about things you just couldn't possibly do for your job. Yeah.
Getting a lot of people this morning telling us about tattoos and piercings. Why are we
their own or ones they've seen.
Why do we keep asking? Because Caroline and I freaked out by tattoos and piercings.
Do you know what, though? I think out of the two, if I had to choose, like, to get either something really painful pierced or have a tattoo somewhere, I think I'd have to choose a tattoo just for pain reasons.
Would you?
Yeah. I think I'd find piercing harder.
But the problem with that is, if you don't like the tattoo, you're lumbered with it. And if you don't like the piercing, you can just take it out and
true.
It'll heal over, you see.
But it's just the thought of, like, particularly people saying, like, through the nipple and stuff like that, I would find that so torturous. I think I'd have to opt for the tattoo instead.
So many people, though, saying that they've had several places tattooed and pierced and what have you, and the worst thing out of everything, people say that it's your ears pierced. That's actually the worst pain you have.
See, I don't remember that because I was quite young. So, I was quite ickle, really, when I had my ears done.
Someone here reckons there's a girl in Cumbrian that has MILF tattooed across her shoulder.
That's so wrong. Oh, sorry, I know we're being a bit judgy, but no, really.
Someone here who had their first tattoo last week, loved it so much, they're going back for more, they're going to have their kids' names done. What if they've got, like, 20 kids? Wow, that could be scary.
See, I think kids are more sensible than your other half, because I just think, I mean, you know, kids you love unconditionally forever, but relationships can break up, and I think you could jinx it if you have the other half.
Hi to Kate in Caerphilly, who's had, pretty much everything done. I just can't. I do. I mean, I think some people with tattoos look brilliant. I think some people with piercings look brilliant. I just could never do it. I just couldn't do it myself. It's funny. It's one of those things whereby Caroline, I was saying off air earlier how if our bosses said to us, you must go and get a tattoo and a piercing done, we'd probably quit.
Yeah.
Because we were that scared of.
I think I would anyway if we had bosses that told us to do things like that. We'd be a bit dubious, wouldn't you? Think, well, if we make you do that, what else are they going to make you do?
Amy on news.
Yes.
You'll find this quite funny. It wasn't just piercings and tattoos. Caroline's also said if our bosses said to us she had to go on Rita, Queen of Speed at Alton Towers.
Oh, no, not Rita. I don't like Rita. I hated it, but I would go on again if it were like my job was on the line. But the one I wouldn't do is that, you know, that enormous one you showed me that looked like the Thunder Looper on crack. It was huge.
Oh, Stealth.
Stealth.
Yeah.
Stealth,
yeah.
One where you go up and then straight back
down. Yeah, I honestly have to quit. I would. Yeah. I just cry my eyes out if someone made me go on that.
So if we went to Thorpe Park and you saw Stealth, which is basically like Rita on Towers, but it's also got this massive drop on it. And you were told, under any circumstances, if you didn't go on it, you would be fired.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave your job.
I'd leave my job. I'd have to. I'd just be sick and cry at the same time. So.
Oh, bless you.
Identify yourself. Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
That's disgusting. Put that away now. Come on. Andy the zip up. Thank you. That's enough now.
It's only my penis. Stop now. This is the Kiss Breakfast podcast. It's Matt and Caroline bringing you some of the highlights of the week and behind the scenes. Well, there's nothing from behind the scenes, really.
Rubbish, to be honest. Just drivel. Drivel spilling things on ourselves. And just sitting here gradually sliding into dementia.
I tell you what, because I've never done this on the podcast, and it is a good thing to have a bit of behind the scenes stuff, I'm going to give you a quick tour of our studio. Now, here at Kiss Towers, we have several studios. Caroline and I use Studio One because it's the best.
Yeah, we're the best.
And it's ours. So,
yes.
Over here. Over here, we have a map.
Yes, it's rectangular shaped and it has squiggles on it.
Over here, we have some record decks.
Yes.
And some CD decks.
You can put things on it that are shaped like plates, but they play music.
Up here, we have a clock.
Yes. Yeah. It is always wrong.
Over here, we have a switch.
Yes. Which Matt has to always turn off, otherwise he will cry.
Over here,
he's got OCD.
We have a whiteboard.
Don't draw willies on it.
You're a bit penis obsessed today.
But I'm penis obsessed. Ugh.
And over here we have Caroline Cook. Hello.
Hello.
Now we're on the same microphone.
Ooh.
And that was a tour of the Kiss Breakfast Studio.
It's great.
It's good. It was like a good behind the scenes look at what we do and where we are every morning.
Mm. Which is very helpful, I'm sure.
When you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Identify yourself.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
The podcast.
I want a quick update, actually, from you, Ms. Amy Garner.
Do you now?
It was about a week ago. We enlightened you into the world of brushing your tongue. You haven't done it yet, still,
no.
Have you? How many times do we have to ask, hey?
I keep forgetting. I'm going to have to put like a reminder on my phone.
Would you? Because
like for when I get up in the morning, it'll say, brush your tongue.
Maybe just write it on your forehead and then you'll sit in the mirror anyway. Make sure you write it backwards.
I don't understand why you're forgetting in the first place. We keep saying when you brush your teeth, just do your tongue as well.
I don't know.
Is it because you just don't brush your teeth ever?
Yeah, must be.
Yes.
I sting.
If you haven't brushed your teeth before, then that's gross. If you haven't brushed your tongue before, give it a try this morning. If you're just waking up, brush your tongue. But remember, don't go too far back because you will be sick. Just give it a try at the front end and clean your tongue and get rid of that bacteria.
That fur.
It's all the fur, yes. Mm, especially
tongue fur.
Proper fur going on. Get rid of it by doing a quick tongue brush this morning. Amy, we'll update tomorrow morning. I want you to do it later, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Make sure. Otherwise, I'll just come around. I'll break into your house and I'll force you to brush your tongue.
Okay.
That sounds quite violent, doesn't it?
Maybe. If I keep forgetting, we should get a toothbrush here and then I'll do it here.
What? We have a group, like, Kiss Breakfast cleaning session every morning.
And if it's tongue brushing, it would be a Kiss Breakfast group vomiting as well, so it might not be such a good thing.
That's nice.
Identify yourself.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
The podcast.
Do you hear the story Amy was just talking about in the news about the ghost town in the UK right now in London? This block of flats, quite fancy flats. I've got the picture here.
Oh, let's have a look.
That's this picture. It's there's these flats, Thamesmead in London.
Mm.
Right, they're quite fancy flats, you know. We're not talking council flats. We're talking, you know, pretty fancy. They're only built a few years ago.
Quite empty because no one can afford them.
82 of the 84 apartments have been repossessed because of the credit crunch. Can you believe that? All but two of them.
I can believe it.
Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it? 84 flats in the block and 82 of them have been repossessed because no one could afford to keep them
on. Just a crazy thought. Why don't they lower the prices a bit? People might actually be able to afford them.
Isn't that mental? That's the problem. The problem is the fact that all this credit crunch business is going on. People just can't afford to live anymore. What are we going to do?
Can't afford to live with a roof over your head. You have to live in a ditch.
Yes, or a shed. B&Q, do nice sheds for £100.
I live in a skip.
Yeah, she actually does as well, which is always quite nice. If you ever want to go around to Caro's for dinner, make sure you take some wellies.
We usually have a route around the bins first, so yeah.
Well, a route around your house, you mean?
Yeah, that's more kind of just general domestic waste, but, you know, for food waste, we go to the local wheelie bin. So. Yeah.
And there you go. And on the plus side, you've never had your skip repossessed.
No, I haven't. No, not yet.
So a little thing for you, if you're getting worried about the credit crunch and you're worried that you might live in a flat or a house that's going to get repossessed, move into a skip.
Yes. I love it. It's a bit drafty, though.
Well, what you want to do is get some tile pooling, put it over the top, and then it'll...
It's going to be very surreal.
This is the Matt and Caroline Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode 14. Listen, Amy Garner from our news team, who never features on our podcast because she's always too busy.
She claims she's got work to do and stuff. I don't believe her.
She's in an adjacent studio right now. Shall we see what she's doing?
Yeah.
Well, the latest update, according to Lilia.
Right, she's recording some showbiz news. Shall I talk? I can talk into our headphones and ruin it.
Yeah,
ready? This will be it, right? Ready?
By other people, that whole incident.
Right, wait for her to start talking.
Very well.
She's also been on a new album that's come out in February called It's Not Me.
Can you hear me telling you to f***?
Hi.
I know, you're recording.
Put your microphone back up.
It is up.
Oh, it is. She's talking to me in my headphones. Is the microphone... Can you hear her?
I can hear it too, yeah.
So you can hear her obscenity.
Oh, no. You're recording.
Yeah,
we don't mind.
You're on the podcast.
Oh, no. People think I'm nice and innocent.
People keep sending us emails saying, why is Amy never on the podcast? Now people know why, because she just sits
threats.
There. Yeah, just sits there all day swearing out of her face. Right, you can carry on with your showbiz now.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Right, what we'll do now is we'll just wait for her to start again. Do it again.
Okay.
She gets really annoyed because she's gonna have to just keep recording it
that
over and over.
That sounds like a nice mature thing to do.
Hang on.
She says it's no dig at an ex.
Right, wait for her to.
Kind of means.
She's just playing the Lily Allen clip.
Without another. So you're not yourself without the other.
Blah 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 blah.
Being told to ignore the rumours. The rumours Jennifer Aniston's pregnant. Now
we can't leave that in. You can't just leave your laughing in. You have to start again now, aren't you?
I'm practicing.
Oh, okay. Carry on. What a freak. Can't hear me now. Look, Amy is a
told to ignore
Amy
the
is a
of
Amy is a
Amy is a now it's started.
She still can't
she's
do it.
Actually engaged.
Oh, that was fun. Do you want to say something?
Can Amy hear me?
If you come out, cover my microphone.
Oh, okay.
Right, wait for her to start talking again.
He's sexy in an aggressive way. She still claims she doesn't fancy him.
All right, she's starting again. Hang on, where is this?
Tomorrow the weekend kicks off early from 3 with Kiss Friday before 6 months.
No, she's just talking. Hang on, wait for her to start recording. She's not recording yet. We're very mature, aren't we?
Oh, very.
Right, here we go. She can start now. Come on, Amy.
Hello.
My mother would be so proud. 4 years at university to do this.
What's she doing? She's not saying anything.
She's been quiet now. I think she's sussed us.
No, she hasn't.
Sure,
she's just waiting because she thinks we're now doing something else.
Let's sing her a little.
Can you check this out?
Oh.
Ah.
Ooh. Don't know what she's doing now. Right now, right, ready, go.
Lily Allen, shut up.
Amy, we love you. Amy, we do.
You're so
turning her off now. She's probably going to carry on now, talking to us for ages. Now we actually can't hear her. That was Amy Garner, ladies and gentlemen. So now you can stop with the emails complaining that she's never on the podcast, because now she has been on the podcast. She probably won't ever be again.
No.
That's the end of today's Kiss Breakfast podcast as well, isn't it? Sad times. We'll be back with another one soon, though, won't we?
Yeah.
Next week?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we
if we can be asked.
Yeah.
No, to be fair, we say that every week if we can be asked, but we actually do.
We are actually very dedicated and professional people.
It's going all right.
Yeah.
Hang on, one more time.
Started. It's actually John Mayer. And Keisha.
She tried then. She tried for a while then, didn't she? Listen, that's it for the Kiss Breakfast podcast for this week. We're back next week. Make sure you listen to us weekday morning, 6 till 9 on Kiss 101, which is on 101 FM. Is it on 101 FM?
Oh, yeah. Again, if we can be bothered to broadcast it.
Okay. It's also on 97.2 in Bristol, and you'll find it's on DAB Digital Flipping Radio. Time for us to round off with something we haven't done for a while, and people for some reason like it.
Oh, what?
Some random swearing for no reason.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So.
Slaps.
Started already, have you? And wait for me. Wait
sorry.
For me, right?
Go on then.
3, 2, 1.
Son of a bitch isn't rude enough, really, is it?
No, you can leave that in.
I should have called it son of a diseased ridden mongering eating.
Much better.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.